time to check in with Professor Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning to you. And a lot of people I'm talking to are freaking out about COVID again. Should we be?
Well, it's definitely rising. There's no question about it. We're seeing an increase in EG.5, which we talked about last time, and also that FL1.5.1. There's hospitalizations are up again. They're up almost 19% this week, and we're also seeing more cases in young children, and I'm talking under 1 year of age, so basically neonates. So that is concerning. Overall, the United States still has a high level of immunity. So even though we are definitely seeing more cases and we're definitely seeing more hospitalizations, overall, most people are getting not serious levels of infection. So are we going into another rise? Yes. But are we going into a rise that would cause a, schools to close, et cetera? Overall, no, not a serious lockdown. Some pocket areas, absolutely, they may have to do that and resort to that for a few days. But we're not going into the levels and problems that we saw a couple of years ago.
That's good to hear. And a lot of folks now digging out their COVID test kits that they have had for a long time now, wondering if they're still reliable. Is the expiration date accurate on those things?
There's always a little bit of wiggle room on those expiration dates, but you really should pay attention. What you can always do, though, is if you're testing and you don't have symptoms, then it's pretty hard to judge. You can still use those old tests, and if it's positive, then if it's positive, it's positive. If it's negative, you may want to, especially if you're symptomatic, retest, right? So mm-hmm. that you have a little bit of wiggle room on that.
Let's talk about were you going to add to that, Professor?
No. It's just that, we continue to learn more things about this. And I think it's important that those people who are eligible for an antiviral and have COVID should take it, because there's no question that things like Paxlovid and Remdesivir reduce the risk of long COVID in individuals. So, if you're symptomatic and you test positive, not only do you want to protect those around you and keep yourself hydrated and all the usual things, but check up and see if you are a candidate for something like Paxlovid, because it will make a difference in the long run, even if you have mild symptoms, because we already know that mild symptoms can still lead to long COVID problems.
Right. Now, in the case of Jimmy Buffett, people still have a lot of questions about what happened to him, because we've kind of learned over the years, if you go to a skin doctor once a year, the skin cancer is easily treatable. But in his case, this was something very rare, wasn't it, and different?
Yeah, well, what Jimmy Buffett had is a type of cancer called Merkel cell carcinoma. And 80% of the time, that's actually caused by a viral infection. It's a little tiny DNA virus called the Merkel cell carcinoma polyoma virus. And it's not as easy to treat. In fact, what we do have checkpoint inhibitors for treating Merkel cell carcinoma, which helps a lot of patients, but and can get you through it. But it's a very aggressive tumor. Now, on the other hand, the other 20% of cases are not associated with the polyoma virus, but instead with UV light. And we do know Jimmy Buffett liked being under the sun. But as I understand it, his sister has the same tumor. So polyoma virus is contagious, and there is a certain level of susceptibility to having it. And I think you'd have to study his particular tissues to be able to answer exactly why he had the Merkel cell carcinoma, but it looks different. It doesn't look like a melanoma at all. It doesn't look like squamous cell carcinoma. It has its own look to it, and it affects cells that are really very interesting, Bob. It's called Merkel cell because it affects these little tiny, we call them neuroendocrine cells of the skin, and that's because we usually think that there are certain tissues in our body that are endocrine tissue, right, that produce hormones. Well, it turns out there's these diffuse neuroendocrine cells all over the body in many, many epithelial tissue, including the skin. And in the skin, they're called Merkel cells. And that's the cell that goes haywire. It's not necessarily the cell that the virus hangs out in, but it's the cell that goes haywire in this disease. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to treat.
Is it also triggered by sun?
So, UV light can damage the DNA of the cells of the skin and lead to a tumor, a Merkel cell tumor, that's indistinguishable from the one that's caused by the virus. So, yes, no. It can be. But as I said, it's much more common to be caused by the little DNA virus.
Got it. Dr. Eileen Marty, professor at Florida International University, our thanks as always. And I'll keep my COVID freaking out to a minimum, thanks to you. Have a good week. We'll talk next Wednesday.